Springfield's Rock Station Q102. Fish in the studio with the studious Leslie.
Studious. Like that. That's a college word.
It's because we're in a studio.
That makes total sense.
I'm pretty sure that's not what it means.
I love it.
You got a stupid question?
Yeah. This one is about first aid items.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so. Okay.
Let me get into a Red Cross frame of mind.
Oh, Lord. All right, so check it out. We've got isopropyl alcohol.
Right.
Okay. But why is it called rubbing alcohol?
Because it rubs out the germs, I'm guessing.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a gangster term from the 1920 gangsters. When Prohibition was going on and they mm-hmm. were trying to deliver their alcohol, right? The only way they could make legal alcohol is if it was for medicinal use. And then
it's just a ruse for alcoholics.
Right. And then they would rub out the competition for their rubbing alcohol. I'm probably not right.
No,
whatsoever.
But it sounds legit.
It does. Let's just go with it.
All right. Perfect.
But I think you can drink it.
Oh, God.
Now, if you're listening, do not drink it. I probably just killed half my audience.
Right.
That's not good. Do not drink rubbing alcohol.
And they've got different percentages. There's 70 and then like 90%.
Is it like dark chocolate where the higher the percent, the better? I guess not. For germ killing. Do not drink rubbing alcohol. Why do I have to say this on my show? It's because I'm stupid. I'm the one with the stupidity over here.
We're going to put you one of those little disclaimer stickers on you.
All the time. It should just be at the front of every break on my show. Do not listen to Fish and do what he says.
Or whatever.
That's rubbing alcohol. We call it that because gangsters rubbed out their competition.
But wait, we still have Post Malone, though. Remember that meme about him being like the 0.1% of germs that Lysol didn't kill?
Oh, jeez. I can see that. Leslie, you and your stupid questions are my hero.
You love it.
Here's Foo Fighters on Springfield's Rock Station Q102.